This podcast is sponsored by RPG Sessions, an online role-playing tool for Genesis and Star Wars campaigns. Learn more about their character sheet, virtual game table, and Discord bot at rpgsessions.com.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role. www.d20radio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 40 of the What Comes After podcast presented by Tabletop Tales. I'm Tyler, your GM.
Hello, my name is Jay, and I will be playing Jack Talbot.
My name is Robert. My character is David Reese.
Hey, everyone. I'm Corey, and I'm playing Daniel Doc McAvoy.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan. I'm playing Marcus Winters.
Hey. This is Kayla, and I will be playing Piper.
And before we get into the action as part of the D20 Radio Network, just wanted to give a quick shout out to another great podcast on the D20 Radio Network. The Forge is a Genesis podcast devoted to all things homebrew about Genesis. So check them out if you're looking to create some stuff on your own, or if you just want to hear about some of the things on the Foundry. Now let's get right into the action. So, last session, you guys had a very, very difficult fight that has left both Jack and Marcus unconscious. Piper close to unconsciousness, as is Doc. David's not doing great either. You guys are all worse for wear. After a very pitched fight against Shane and quite a few raiders, including a mage that Doc seems to somehow know. You had left Mittens.
I did. Big mistake.
Back on the other shore of the lake, of the pond, with Gregory, who snuck into the van and hid behind some threats.
Oh yeah.
Only to be discovered when you got to your destination. During the fight, a blast broke the partially unearthed container that the conduit was being stored in, lying in a pile of sort of broken wood and sand is a conduit that is, it appears to be made of turquoise with some black trimming. What are you guys gonna do?
I'm probably gonna go step over to the box and sort of poke at the free of the destroyed sort of box and take a look at it.
As you come close to it, you can almost feel the power resonating off of it towards you. And it's not painful, but it's unpleasant, like just to that brink of not being painful. As you sort of do your best to pull, to move stuff around so it's kind of sitting free by itself on the sand. It's about 12 to like 16 inches long.
Do I have a pair of tongs on me?
I was going to say, yeah, I got probably a piece of cloth or something like that that I sort of flip it onto with my staff and
try to do it that way.
I mean, the last time we touched one of these, you know, it automatically channeled its power through us. There wasn't a lot of, like, conscious effort.
I don't think you have tongs on you. You might have pliers.
Can I use pliers to hold the conduit?
You could try.
While they're dealing with the conduit, Doc probably singed and bloodied. I'm coming to try and assess the situation between Marcus and Jack, and see that Jack is the worse for wear here, though they're both not looking great.
Yes. Jordan is not here this evening, so we're just going to rule that his wounds, as you do a quick look over, he's going to need some time to heal. It seems that the shape changing and all that has sort of made his healing process take a little bit more time.
So what do you think, David? Should I just try to pick it up with these pliers? That's really all I have on me right now.
I was just going to try and pick it up with the cloth there and just hold it in a wrapped bundle. Because I don't see...
Think you can do it without actually touching it?
Yeah. Should be easy enough.
Well, then, by all means.
Not that I think a cloth bundle is actually going to stop whatever power that thing has. I mean, you can feel it from here.
Well, that's why I was...
Yeah, Piper, same for you. As you sort of approach it, there's this humming sort of... You just feel the power resonating off of it. It's very unpleasant, but it is not harmful.
We are surrounded by lots of dead bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
David, what if we... Instead of just picking it up with a single piece of cloth, why don't I just go and grab a bunch of these guys' shirts and we can make like a full layer of cloth to wrap this thing up into? Thoughts?
Because
it means I have to go touch dead bodies.
I'll go grab.
While they're doing this,
we skip Doc to the dead bodies.
Yeah. Speaking of dead bodies, what's my difficulty for doing a medicine check on Jack?
Jack, I believe, has a crit on him, right?
He has
two crits.
Yeah, he has two crits, and he's over his wound threshold. So,
what are you going to...
I'm going to medicine.
Are you going to try to heal a crit first, or are you going to try to recover wounds?
Try and get unconscious.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to recover wounds first. Make sure he's still alive, basically. I want to get him conscious. Okay. Talking to me.
Sure. Okay. So that's gonna be a hard check.
Plus, if you get him conscious, you can just feed him some pain pills.
And I'm gonna spend a story point to upgrade.
Okay.
Two successes and a threat. Okay, so you heal 2, 3. You heal 5 wounds, but I have a threat.
That puts me at my wound threshold.
Which means you're conscious. however, you take a strain as you wake up, you are...
I take a strain?
Yes, you are very sore and...
Oh!
And I will point out that your crit...
Oh, yeah, I just reread it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Does not say until the end of the encounter.
Oh, no.
Some crits, that effect only happens until the end of the encounter. Mm-hmm. At the brink means at all times.
Lieutenant, are you with us?
What happened?
Shane. We battled Shane. Do you remember?
Flying? Was he flying?
Yes. Yes, he was. Piper and David are working to recover the conduit. But Marcus is going to require more than I can do here. He's out. But it's just us. For now.
All right.
Now, we're out of combat, so I can do another medicine check, correct?
You can do a medicine check to heal a crit. You can you can't do another medicine check to recover more wounds.
Okay.
Until it's a different scene or
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to recover a crit then.
Okay. He has a hard and an average on him.
Okay. I'll go for the hard.
Plus some smelling salts to try and help him clear his head so he doesn't
I'm pretty sure I have a concussion.
One success and another threat.
Oh.
Yeah, you managed to sort of get him a little bit better stabilized, and you can remove the at the brink crit. However, Jack takes another strain as this is this is really taxing on his body.
I believe at this point I will vomit.
Yeah, and I mean, Doc is also battle ravaged here too in a way that I don't think he has ever really been. So
yeah,
I'm at 10 out of my 12 threshold, so it would make sense that I'm not, you know, narratively where where I ought to be. Yeah.
All right. So what are David and Piper doing?
We're grabbing a handful of shirts from the, the dead bodies around to sort of try and get a large enough wrapping to.
Yeah. They're all pretty ratty.
That's why we're grabbing multiples. Is anyone wearing a cape?
No.
No.
I see Shane had no flair for dramatics. How can you fly without a cape?
Right.
It's really in an aeroplane.
He's got goggles.
Fair. He's got the steampunk sort of aesthetic.
How's his shirt as the leader?
I mean, he's probably got a decent shirt on.
I take it.
I was going to say, ripped to shreds from that vicious crit that killed him.
And you know
two shreds, you say.
You know what? Shane is the type of man that would probably also wear an undershirt.
Nope.
So I think, no.
Nope.
He's wearing a Wade Boggs jersey. Deep cut.
Oh, man.
we'll gather what we can and try and sort of
make like a makeshift
multiple layers of wrapping to sort of
wrap this conduit up
and then pick it up.
That thrum of energy continues to pulse into you as you pick it up, and you now have the following benefits. Your strain threshold increases by 5. You remove 2 setbacks from all checks. However, you upgrade the difficulty of all checks, and when you roll a despair or triumph, you re-roll that challenge or proficiency die and add the results to that check.
This thing is awful.
It's clockwork stuff.
We should burn it.
As David picks this up, even through all the wrappings, you are brought to one knee.
David, you don't have to bow to me just because it was a good idea.
Is David proposing to Piper? What's happening? It's better if I just have one eye open. Both eyes open hurts.
As you have to take a moment to sort of almost catch your breath and adjust to holding this thing. But, like I said, after a second or two, you are able to do so.
You okay, David?
Yes. Yeah. No. Everything's fine.
Oh, let's get this thing back to the van. We got to figure out what to do with it.
What we're going to do with it is take it to the... where we said we're going to and use it and get rid of it.
I think we all need a little bit of a rest first, that's for sure. Yeah, so I guess we start heading back over to our group.
Is anybody else doing anything before? I'm sure you're loading Marcus onto the boat.
I haven't made my divine check yet that I was...
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah.
It's okay.
Good.
I want to remove his other critical injury.
Yeah, it's an average crit.
Average? Okay.
Yep.
was going to say, I know you just told me and I don't remember what it was. Ooh. Okay, there we go. 3 successes, 1 advantage, and a triumph. To heal the crit.
All right.
Okay, so that...
Is that the right difficulty?
It's an average difficulty check, isn't it?
Does magic change it? Is it 1 plus the... I don't actually know off the top of my head what the...
Yeah, hang on.
Wait, what?
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know?
Yeah, I know.
You're supposed to know.
I don't know anything about my characters. I just bank on Rob knowing what the minutia is going to be.
No. Right. How many years? Rob has never said, I don't know.
It's been a long week. I get it.
What happened?
Yeah, you add, it's a hard check. So just roll another.
Okay. Takes away my advantage.
So 3 successes and a triumph.
There we go. Okay. However, I was rolling to heal a crit, which only requires a success. So I've got 2 successes and a triumph left over.
You magically also heal Piper's crit.
So you, you're able to heal... Your icon heals an extra 4, right? So
correct.
You're able to... So you do 7 points of wounds healed for Jack.
Okay.
And I'll give you 3 strain recovered for the triumph if you want.
Hey, there you go. Nice.
All right. I'm good. Let's go kill Wilcox.
As the bright sunlight of...
As I said, Doc's battle ravaged, so just befuddled and trying to get through his pack, and he's like, screw it, and just takes grabs his holy icon in his hand and like presses it onto Jack, and the sun just bursts through the clouds, like almost like a pillar of light. And that's the triumph. So he gets a bunch of wounds and stuff healed along with his critical. And Jack, you sit up, feeling much better, and I kind of fall forward on you.
What? No. Doctor?
And then I'm going to take a painkiller.
No, he's on the drugs.
You begin to get Marcus onto the boat and get yourselves situated on the boat. It's quiet for a moment. And then something, probably specifically Jack knows exactly what it is. But you hear a shotgun blast ring out from across the pond.
Back where we parked the van?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. How far are we from there?
It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to get back across.
Doctor, how far can you get us?
I have never... What's our actual range band right now?
That it's past strategic, really.
Okay. If I were to attempt to teleport one person and myself, extreme, that's daunting upgraded, right?
That puts you in the water.
Okay.
Damn it.
There's no way. I couldn't move us all this far. We just land in the water.
Everyone back in the boat.
But you guys are all just getting back in the boat, so you're pretty much all in the boat at this point.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What you need for that, to teleport that far, and even then it's difficult, is the teleportation talent.
I would let you take it,
even though, I mean, technically it says Arcana, but I'd let you take it if you...
Okay.
So then you motor across?
Yeah, Piper grabs an oar and starts... Oh, wait, we're motoring. No,
it's a motorboat.
Never mind.
Piper, can you do anything to... And Jack does his quickly becoming trademark vague magic gesture towards the engine.
I kind of like just like put my hand on like my crowbar for a second, and then I just kind of like her shoulders slump forward, and she's like, I can't reach my magic right now. I've still got a crit. So
what the hell does that mean?
Means I can't reach my magic right now.
Great.
Yes.
All right. After about
channel energy in the water to essentially propel us.
This is what I get for putting my faith in the arcane. It has quite literally burned me.
All right. You guys push it a bit and you make it back in like 7 or 8 minutes. When you arrive back on shore, the rear doors to the van are open. Mittens is sitting on a corpse.
Good girl.
Right outside the back doors of the van.
Wait, whose corpse is that?
As soon as the water is shallow enough, I'm over the side of the boat and running up the shore.
The boat beats you to the shore.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
as soon as it is reasonable for me to jump out.
I know. Just sorry.
I shoot the engine of the boat with my big honking gun.
All right, but you're gonna have to explain it to Marvin.
Aww.
No, I won't. I'm never going back.
What happened to your accent?
It's all a lie.
Yep.
The cake is a lie.
It's a long con.
I'm actually Martin.
No, I was going to say, it's a long con. Wilcox has master plan as well.
No!
Oh, that would be terrible. So bad. Yeah, as soon as it's feasible, I'll jump over and basically gun up and run forward.
Okay. As you get closer, it is the corpse. What you can see of it, it looks like it's got that shabby scrap armor that you've been seeing the raiders wear. And there's a lot of blood.
Well, yeah, he was shot with a shotgun. Any sign of the boy?
Once you get a little bit closer, yes. And what you see when you get to the back of the van, straight up sends chills down your spine. He is holding the Reaper.
Oh, dear.
And veins going up his neck and close to his chin are blackened, and he has a horrified expression, and he is shaking.
I will throw my gun to the ground.
Okay.
And run up and pull. Is he holding the shotgun?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to sort of come in as much the side as I can so that he doesn't shoot me with it. But I'm going to approach him and very gently take the shotgun out of his hands.
He resists that pull.
Damn it. Doctor?
How far am I?
Not far behind him.
Can I target the Reaper and teleport it?
You can try.
Okay, I've never done an object. Does it upgrade the difficulty or give setbacks or anything like that?
All right, so you're starting it hard. Mm-hmm.
I'm starting it average because it's my signature spell.
I'm going to say changing it to pull an item is in effect, which would mean that you would not be able to use your signature spell on it.
Okay.
And it is, so it's going to be daunting, upgraded twice.
Okay.
As you begin to reach out, it resists even your pull.
All right, so Doc kind of shaking and sweating and really focusing. I generated 4 successes, 2 threats, but I don't know what the effect is going to be.
Yep. All right.
I was going to say, is there some sort of negative? Because those black veins, like, running from the shotgun through him, pulling it away from him like this is...
Yep. In a flash of light, it disappears from his hand. In that same flash of light, he collapses.
Ooh, right. I was going to say, there's marks along where those veins are. They're not black anymore, but it looks almost like scarred or burnt.
Oh, no, they're still black.
Oh, okay.
Is my arm still black?
No.
Okay.
They are still blackened as the Reaper appears in your hand. Your strain threshold is reduced by 3. It looks different than it did.
How so?
The first thing you notice is something that is, as soon as it's in your hands, there's sort of instinctively, your hand curls around the grip. And it's jabs into you, and you just feel the life force almost pull away from you into the weapon. There is almost, it almost feels at this moment like there's a fight between light and darkness happening, like
in my hands,
in you right now. Yeah.
Am I able to connect with my magic still?
Yes. However, it feels somewhat distant. Why don't you give me a hard discipline check, and I'm going to upgrade it once with a story point.
4 successes, 1 threat.
You resist its compulsion. For a brief moment, you think, this is mine and nobody's going to have it. But you're able to shrug that off.
Okay. Can I smite it?
Again, you can try.
Okay.
While you're holding it, you are, like I said, your divine checks have 2 setbacks.
So I'm envisioning, like, gripping my holy icon and, like, slamming it up against it to channel power, but it's in my hand. So I don't know what that would that be like. I'm engaged with it. Would I treat it that way?
I'm going to say, in order to do this, you need to spend a story point. It's going to be going to be hard. Upgraded once.
Okay.
And your 2 setbacks. Before you roll, before we see results here, let's lay out how this works.
Okay.
Jack broke it 2 steps?
It was either 2 or 3.
Moderate is 2 steps, I think. It's minor, moderate.
Major, and then destroyed.
I think it was moderate.
Okay. You have to destroy this past major, because major means it's unusable.
Okay.
in order for it to be fully destroyed.
Yeah.
Okay.
In order to do that.
Mm-hmm. He's attempting to do it with magic.
Yeah.
So yeah, he could essentially try and replicate basically the Sunder. There is a two purple effect, I think, on magic called Destructive that gives it the Sunder quality. And each time you activate it, it damages it by a step. Yeah.
I know we're not in combat, but...
Destructive.
Where he's engaging with this item, like, can he get back-to-back because I'm near him?
Nope.
Okay.
Ah. That was going to be my questions after we figured out how bad it's going to be.
And I think Sunder only requires a single
advantage to activate.
Yeah. Compared to the standard two, and can be activated multiple times, but only against the same item.
There's Rob the Robot.
Thank God.
Coming through in the clutch, like always.
Okay, yep. However, I am going to modify this, because this thing is not just a simple weapon. So it's going to be looking at this and the different spell effects, it's going to be daunting. So it's going to be four purple, upgraded once with your two setbacks.
So that's you worse need than it to, was.
Yeah, it's like I said, yeah. It's going to be harder. Looking at the effects that we're trying to replicate here.
And I was going to say, it's essentially replicating attack, so it costs an additional strain. Is an attack the one that is harder to...
This specifically...
I thought because it's like unholy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, and...
Just like the skeletons and the...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're looking at daunting, upgraded once, two setbacks. You're going to need three advantages or a triumph. You know what? I'll get three extra advantages or three extra successes, or the triumph will destroy it for good.
Hmm. Okay.
Have you spent a story point?
I did, yeah. This is a lot of negative dice. Here we go.
Oh no! Oh God!
Do you have natural?
I have natural. let's try it again.
Well, let's read that off for the folks at home.
Yeah, hold on. Two failures, four advantage, and a despair. Now,
oh God!
Before I re-roll, before I decide if I am re-rolling. Which sounds crazy because there's two failures and despair. The four advantages, would it destroy the weapon?
No. You have to succeed on the check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I have no choice but to reroll.
Yep.
Because unlike attack where it's a side effect of the attack, this is your actual goal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, all right. Let's go for it again.
Oh no.
Nope. Two failure, five advantage.
I think you missed a single black die as well.
Oh. Yep, make it worse. Make it worse.
Nope. Make it nothing.
Okay. Two failures, five advantage.
Well, I mean, that's better than the despair, because I feel like the despair would not have gone well for anybody involved.
No.
I thought I was going to get to become like Negadoc.
I'm over there with Mittens, so I am not involved.
There is a... It's the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
This takes a couple minutes. You're like really focusing on this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to spend your true strength because you are casting a spell.
Yep.
But... There's interchangeably across those few minutes where you are all shrouded in darkness, and just as abruptly, it is bright daylight. But ultimately, this dimness around the shotgun prevails. And while it's not utter darkness at the end, in sort of the contrast of all that, you do note that there is, it seems almost like this is drinking in light. Like it's just creating darkness, this dimness around it. However, you break its bond on Gregory.
Okay.
His veins are still blackened, but there, you feel some type of tether to him snap. Gonna say that that's four advantages, because that was a strong bond, so you have one more advantage that you can spend.
Okay, let's heal the strain.
I said, as I'm going to step past him to take a look at Gregory, and then suddenly, you know, a bright light blasts out next to me. What were you trying to, what was that?
Well, that went on for several minutes. You could probably see what I was doing.
Yeah, it he is, like, the rest of you watch as he is almost, there's like this struggle of light and darkness flashing across him.
And when the tether with Gregory snaps, the magical tether, my hand that's holding the gun with the other hand with the implement on it, with the holy icon on it, kind of almost like recoil back into me, and Duck falls onto his knees.
Are you all right?
What were you trying to do? Are you just freeing him from it?
I was trying to free us all from it.
But like, why don't
you just like bury it or something?
Break it?
Yes. How does Doc feel? Is this thing trying to attach to me?
You already resisted that.
I know, but is it trying again now that I took it away from him completely?
You do feel it like probing, and you're still suffering that penalty to your strain threshold.
Right.
However, it does not seem to be able to forge anything to you.
Can I attempt to break it?
Yeah, can I put it down is my next question.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll lay it down.
Because as he's putting it down, I said, well, that's easy, as I begin swinging the sort of like the conduit in coursing through me, just sort of urging me to action with all this extra strain, you know.
You're looking at the same check, but
upgraded an additional time.
Yep, apply your benefits and penalties.
Two success and an advantage. As essentially, like, you begin putting it down at the same time, like, oh, that's easy, and I just begin swinging the staff that I've got, like, at your hands. Like, without even thinking of the consequences. Yeah,
I know we're not in combat, so it doesn't really matter. Can I just take the strain and teleport myself out of the way?
You start to, and he just, the staff just slams into it and snaps it in. It doesn't snap it into, it crushes the barrel.
Yeah, I'd say as more energy than you've probably seen him channel through other attacks seems to be forced through it, pushing it down to the ground and just like slamming it to the earth out of your hands.
And
holy hell,
actually,
there is a pulse of that thrumming energy that just seems ever present for all of you now.
What is that?
That was reckless.
Not like you.
As I'm looking down at the sort of,
yeah, and Doc on his knees is looking at like the shattered thing in front of him, and
bundle of cloth tied at my waist, just like staring down at it.
As we take the moment. Doc suddenly just like realizes like the kid, and I'll get up and rush to the van to go check on him.
Okay. He is breathing, but he is unconscious.
Okay. What's the rules on the medicine check here? Do I think it's going to be completely ineffectual before I even make it based on the nature of his wounds?
I said, does it look like essentially like wounds or strain that we just need to let him sleep it off?
Well, here's the technicality on that. He doesn't have strain.
Yeah, but I mean, narratively, you can...
Well, I meant more, does he look like he needs to be healed divinely because it's coursing full of black stuff, or could I try to do medicine to heal him?
You can try medicine.
Okay.
It'd be hard.
Okay.
I'm going to upgrade it.
Oh.
Never mind. Don't worry about it. You already rolled.
Well, I got a blank purple. I can roll a red instead if you want.
Nope. Okay. I was too slow.
All right. Three successes and one threat. So he heals for 5 wounds, and I have a threat there. And he doesn't have strain, so either take one of those wounds away or give me a strain or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you'll take a strain.
Okay. Getting dangerously close here.
Oh.
You rush over to the van, and...
Mm-hmm.
He sort of groggily wakes up. Mm-hmm. He seems to be okay, but he kind of falls back asleep, really. This is really...
Right.
An overstimulating situation for him.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I'm gonna give Mittens like a once-over. How's she looking? Be injured.
Mittens is looking fine.
Mittens is indestructible. Sleeps in the hot car, no problem. Eats bad guys, just no issue.
I've coaxed her off of the dead body.
Well, yeah, so after a second, it does look like she's got a little bit of a rent in part of the plating, but nothing major.
Oh, I'm gonna have to buff that out when we get back to town.
I hand Jack a painkiller. I am now down to 2.
What does the painkiller do?
5 wounds recovered.
Yeah, you take and you heal 5 wounds.
Wow.
But you can only take, like, I think 1 gets you 5, and then each one after that gets you 1 up to a certain number or something like that.
Yeah.
Remember all those despairs that you thought you'd spent? It wasn't Ryan that saw you.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
What did you?
Oh.
Where?
Oh, it wasn't Doc. It wasn't Doc's magic kid. Oh, nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Nope. It's the normal kid from the normal timeline. Or the more normal timeline.
What did you say, David? We're not.
We're not going back to Plymouth. The plan was to head to. Do you really want to take this? I say, like, tapping at my side.
Oh,
back.
That's Jay forgetting what the plan is.
or that's Jack waking up from a concussion and terrible.
I mean, yeah, it's quite possible.
Is there anywhere we can hunker down?
I need to. I need to tend to my own wounds. I need to. I need to do some things.
We were planning on going to the crater. We should at least start heading that way so we're not
okay
here where they sent some people and note to look for us.
Yeah, definitely leaving this area.
Right. Wherever we're going, we better get moving.
I guess the kid's just coming along.
We hiding the boat here, or are we hitching it up and bringing it with us?
Are we going to need it?
I wouldn't think so, where we're going.
It's at this moment, David, that you realize that you never actually discussed with Fedorova where and when to meet. Once you had it.
Do we have any means of contacting Fedorova?
I believe our last means of contacting her is unconscious. and I gesture to the still partially alligatored, mutated, like unconscious.
Well, he's in human form, but.
Right, but with the damage from the shifting, I imagine he's like stretched out in places he probably shouldn't be. And, you know, like he's in rough shape.
Until he can get conscious and magic himself back to normal properly.
Like maybe he still has a little bit of a tail or something.
Do I think I could contact her with magic?
It would be a check. I know you made a check for similar to contact Julian. I would say it is... I'd say it's hard.
All right. Well, we can worry about it when we find some place to rest. I assume we're going there tomorrow at this point.
You also... I will also point out that Tenor does not know that Gregory is with you.
Right, nobody knows.
We can try the radio for that. We did weave radio's a radio.
The radio's a short range.
I had magic. Like, would I be able to, like, send, like, a little pigeon the note?
I said boost the signal with the radio, or is there a radio station we can hijack nearby to...
Or that.
...send on the same frequency?
Essentially, it would be the same check.
Well, I have no magic, but I do have mechanics. Which, unless that takes strain, in which case I don't have that.
Well, why don't we get in the car and drive somewhere where we can discuss this and plan it out, not a threat of Vox's men showing up or something.
None of us are in fighting shape. We have to go.
Fine, I think I'll go for a walk.
I boot Mittens into the van. Let's Lieutenant, go. Please.
Where are you going, then?
I'm going to bed. That's where Doc's going. I strap down Marcus's body. I help the lieutenant buckle in, and I find a place to curl up and put my head down.
I'm fine. We're heading towards the crater, right?
Yeah, and find some place to...
Are you not going to attempt to remove Piper's crit?
I am. I wanted us to figure out where we were going first. I did a medicine check on Piper already, so I'd have to use Divine to do it. Right? Oh no, I did a medicine for a wound, so I could do a medicine for the crit. Okay. What's the difficulty on it? Is it an average crit? And how can I find that when I look? So I don't have to keep asking you.
When you look at the crit on her sheet,
yep,
it shows the difficulty on it. So it's a 2 difficulty.
Okay.
It's an average difficulty crit.
Glad I asked you that on my medicine checks at the end of the game where I don't really use medicine that often anymore. Okay. 1 success, 4 advantage. So the crit is healed.
I am better. My crowbar starts to spark.
You're better-ish. 4 advantages.
What would you like to spend those on?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I can heal one of my own strain.
Yep.
And then give myself a boost on whatever check I make next. And pass one to the next person to make a check.
Okay.
Is that good? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So how are you going? How are you setting about finding a place to rest it out and everything? And figure out what's next.
Are we familiar with this area beyond our get in and get out of the last 2 times we've been up here? Enough to know I didn't think so.
I could make a perception check and just keep my eyes open.
I could send out like a scout to look for a building for us or something.
Cave, anything.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach into my pocket and pull out a little little bird, and I'm going to tinker with it, and I'm going to throw it out the window and command it to go search for a place for us.
Okay. Let's see. Go ahead and make an average Arcana check.
Two successes and two advantages.
Okay. You were able to find a building that looks relatively sturdy and is out of any sort of, you know, it's off the, it's out of the way. It's not something that somebody's going to, like, drive up and notice you.
Awesome. So when my birdie comes back and somehow mechanically and magically I get a visualization, I start to
you see through its eyes until as it flies around and
okay. So yeah, I will kind of be like standing hovering over. Is David driving?
Yeah. Are you in the back seat, just like leaned over?
In the back seat, leaned over. Yes. Like, okay, now look that way. A little further. Slight right. Slighter right than that. Okay, yep, yep. Now, okay, now turn here.
Even
as we wind through, because, you know, your bird flew straight there.
And also, I think I was supposed to have a boost die so someone else can get that boost
back. Yeah.
I forgot.
You are able to find a building within a large park that has several well overgrown baseball fields. And there's a building towards the back of it that seems to still be standing.
One of those like snack shack buildings that you'd always go to at baseball fields.
It actually looks like a function hall.
Ooh.
We found the VFW guys.
Oh, fantastic. We can have a potluck.
Sort of.
Tyler, now that the Reaper is out of commission, am I still feeling the negative effects from it?
As long as you put it down, no.
Yeah, it was put down and smashed. So.
Did we leave behind, or is
absolutely
it
not?
It's in the
I
van.
Did not say I took it. I ran into the van. So somebody else. I don't know if anybody else claimed it.
I took it. I spent a story point. I took it.
That Reaper has cost you a lot of story points.
I'm not fucking around with this thing. Are you kidding? Wait until we get back to Plymouth. The streak of self-destructive drinking Jack is going to do.
Guys, I have a great idea. Let's just say that Torag comes and is like,
nope. Why are you putting that out in the universe?
I can sense the conduit. And we just say, actually, the conduit's in the form of this gun. And then he'll feel like the magical pull from it, think it's the conduit, and boof, fly off and leave us alone.
It might turn him into a black-veined dragon menace who raises the undead.
But at least he won't have the conduit.
Nope.
Well, you know what, Piper? We're going to call that Plan B.
I think it's a solid Plan B.
The B stands for bad.
I wasn't going to say it. We should probably. Do you think you can, I don't know, boost the radio to at least transmit it to him, so that Kennard and the Plymouth can hear?
Yeah, can give that a whirl.
You have a blue on this check.
Yes, thank you.
It is going to be. I'm going to say it's hard. I'm going to spend a story point to upgrade. And I'm going to say you're adding two setback dice to this because you're having to use just the materials you have with you.
I'll take a story point to an upgrade. So I just add a green, right? If I've got four yellows.
Yeah, which is awesome. It's always better to add a die.
All right. And I start tinkering with the radio. I get six successes.
That is a lot of dice.
Yeah, say that five times. It's a beautiful rainbow.
Six successes.
Okay. You are able to... Oh, this was... your arcana is the same, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this would have been an arcana check.
Oh.
I mean, realistically, it's both.
Right.
You need the materials to do it just because, yeah.
And, neck arcana.
Okay. That's how your magic sort of works. You're channeling.
Exactly. What are you saying to who?
So we're sending a message to Kennard, I assume. Okay. Probably telling him that he probably won't be able to respond, but if he can hear this, that we found. I can't remember the kid's name. No, I can't.
Gregory.
I don't think they'll be able to respond. I don't think they've got long-range communications.
You did not roll any advantages or anything. They cannot respond.
But I keep saying, Plymouth, over. Can you hear us? Over. You can hear us. Over. We've got Gregory. Over. He's safe for now. I mean, he will be safe because he's with us. Over. This is Piper, by the way. Over. Anyone else want to say anything?
I'm going to take the radio from her at this point.
I think she is the radio, so you just have to talk into her face.
Plymouth, this is David. We found Gregory. We are going to continue as planned. We plan on meeting at the specified location and I'll give when we think tomorrow we'll get to the crater.
Meanwhile, Doc is in the back of the van trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with Marcus. And like, he's got one arm that's the length of his body.
And then I'm going to turn to Piper and say, you do realize they're not going to be able to respond, you know. There's only one of you. You're the one who made it so we can communicate.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So I didn't have to say over, is what you're saying.
Probably not.
I appreciate your sense of operational security, David, but are we worried that Wilcox has the ability to monitor our radio transmissions?
I'm more worried that I don't know how wide of a net.
No, that's... No.
And I'll make your weird magic symbol, you know, your vague. How wide of a net.
Hey, that's coffee written.
This message, just in case.
That is an excellent point.
It's a shot in the dark, but it's the best that we can do.
If you guys are sort of taking a minute to catch your breath and everything, go ahead and give me your cool or discipline.
So I have a talent now that helps me with that, but I need to look it up first.
Me too.
Which one is it? Because I took two, and I have desperate recovery and heroic recovery, and I can't remember which one it is.
Desperate is if you're at more than half your threshold, you heal additional strain.
Okay.
Oh no, I have a hard boiled. I make a resilience check.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I heal one strain per success and one wound per advantage.
Okay. That's right. No, I read it and I decided not to take it. And I took Desperate Recovery instead.
And I'm going to... if we think it's the best we've got, because Marcus is sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Glancing over at his form just laid down probably in the back of the van. I can attempt to contact Fedorova. Did we tell her where we were planning on going? We didn't give her a time, but we did tell her where, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Oh, did we?
I thought we had a time, but we didn't have a location.
No, we knew where we were going once we got the conduit.
Right.
You in fact did not discuss with her at all.
No, she said they're moving for the conduit, and we ran together. It's cool. Cool or discipline. Like, we can choose both in this situation. Yeah, okay.
You can use either, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we sure we didn't talk to her about the crater the first time when she approached us at the fire?
She told you that that's where she came through, but you did not talk to her about doing this.
Okay. Then I will attempt to contact her.
Okay. It will again be hard.
Yep.
Should we just get Kennard and Brianna? Is that wrong for me to suggest?
I mean, if you want to leave me here and go get them, that's fine. I'm not going back to Plymouth with this.
No.
I'm not going anywhere near Plymouth with...
He's suggesting we don't contact Fedorova, which I think is a lovely idea.
Get the message to them.
You're suggesting we double-cross her?
No. But I'm afraid she may double-cross us.
As am I. That doesn't justify going back on our word to her.
Right. But if we can still try to contact her, but we should probably get them first and be prepared in case she arrives with an ambush.
I'm going to use natural if I got no successes.
Okay.
Good answer.
There you go. That's three successes, one advantage.
You will likely not be able to respond. This is David. We've recovered the object. We plan on meeting at the site of your... What I want to use?
Arrival.
Arrival. I was going to say incursion into our world. Mm-hmm. Incursion. If you wish to meet us tomorrow, plan is to follow through and send you back.
After a few moments, a message is returned. We can meet there, but that site may be unsuitable for further ritual. You may reply to this message.
Is that because we got a triumph?
Yes. It's almost like that was a different voice.
She's stunting on me with the triumph, basically. Understood. We'll make plans at the site.
It's probably been about an hour as you guys have done all these various things. What I would like from you at this moment is a discipline check. And I went and checked what everybody had. And you're going to be using... Basically, you're going to be using two yellows, two greens.
Mm-hmm.
Is a single person making this check?
In fact, I'm going to have you make it with all your various... modifiers due to the conduit.
Okay. Are there any setbacks or anything like that are canceled out by the...
There are going to be three setbacks, and it is going to be a daunting check. And I'm going to upgrade it an additional time.
Daunting is 4, so that's that. Pass dice. Single failure and an advantage.
Okay. Okay. What are you guys doing? Something probably happened in the background. You don't know what.
Like I said, moving the van to be within cover and probably bedding down to recover our strain with some sleeps.
Nap time.
Because we're worried about trouble.
You move the van under some tree cover. You sort of get yourself situated in this area.
Well, I'm happy to have my magic back, so I'm probably creating little balls of lightning and throwing them for Mittens to pounce on. having some fun before bed.
I'm going to attempt a self-medicine check. Physician heal thyself.
Okay, that I believe is going to increase your difficulty twice.
I'm going to take that single painkiller I have and recover my 5 wounds. Going to bed.
Is it upgraded or is it 2 more purple?
More purple.
Okay. Six successes and one threat.
Indeed, physician, heal thyself.
Yes. That heals that heals everything. Unless whatever that threat does to me. You give me a nagging wound.
It doesn't make sense at this point to just toss a strain at you. So yeah, I'd say you heal. You're not going to recover. You're at one wound and it's not going to recover overnight.
Okay.
Not a big deal.
Doc is pretty squishy.
All right. So Marcus seems stable. Though he is stable medically.
Mm-hmm.
Though he is still unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
What is the watch schedule again? Who takes first watch?
I'll take first watch.
I believe the lieutenant insisted on being in the middle. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I only need to know first watch right now.
Me.
Piper and Mittens.
This whole afternoon, that thrumming is present for all of you. It's very clear the source is the conduit, but it's just ever present. And it probably makes sleeping a little bit difficult for those of you that are lying down now. However, you do fall asleep.
I was going to say before falling asleep, I don't know how much other people will be able to hear this thrumming or how far, but I'll keep our eyes extra vigilant till we get rid of this thing.
I would like Piper to give me a hard perception check. Actually, I think this would be vigilance. This would be vigilance. So it's hard vigilance. There's going to be two setbacks just because that thrumming, it disrupts your hearing a little bit.
Okay. When you say it's hard?
Yep.
Three purple. Almost hypnotic.
Yeah.
Three purple. So that would be five failures and three advantages.
Holy Hannah.
Piper falls asleep.
No. You're kind of distracted. You're kind of playing with Mittens and everything.
Almost meditating, breathing in and out to that rhythmic.
And then you all are startled awake, and Piper probably jumps a couple feet off the ground as it happens, as there's a loud crash above you. And Piper, as you look up...
I roll up, pistol in hand.
Hang on. As you look up at the source of the sound, there is an indentation in the ceiling above you, as if something just fell through the roof.
Guys, and then I make eye contact with Jack, who is up and alert, and I point up to the ceiling.
What is it? Where?
It's Tervig.
You don't know that. Go see what it is.
In the semi-quiet, you hear several whooshes of wind as they fade into the darkness.
Stairs?
Yeah, I'm gonna creep up the stairs.
There are no stairs.
You said something crashed through the roof. I assume there's a floor above us.
There might be an attic.
Oh. Do I notice like a hatch for a folding set of stairs?
You don't see a hatch, but you do see a scuttle.
Okay. Is there a ladder or a folding set of stairs?
No.
I'm going to go to the door and open it up and look outside.
I suppose in all the commotion, Doc has woken up now, too.
Outside, it's relatively quiet at this point.
How high is it from me standing to reach the scuttle?
You could get at it with a boost. Somebody boosted you up. You could get to it.
All Mittens over. You can climb on Mittens' back.
I was just gonna say I send Mittens over to help Jack out.
Right. Yep. I'll hoist myself up through.
Yeah. Give me a simple athletics check or easier athletics check rather.
A threat. Two successes, one threat.
You sort of strain yourself as you pull yourself up and you take a strain, but you're able to get up there. It's dark up here. You do immediately see a hole.
In the roof?
Yep. And as your eyes sort of follow that line, there is a still smoldering corpse.
Like, human-sized?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Smoldering as in it was burned?
Yes. No, it is just amazingly gorgeous.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it did an uncontrolled re-entry through the atmosphere, and that's how it got all hot and bothered.
Who dropped Tom Hardy through the roof of this house?
All right.
Meanwhile, I'm outside looking at where the van is and seeing if I can climb to the roof to see what the noise was up there.
And it's a you said it's a corpse.
Yeah.
It's not moving. All right. Do I recognize it?
You'd have to get closer.
I'm going to move closer. I've got my rifle pointed at it.
Yep. You remember that face. It's Wilcox.
Oh.
What?
Huh?
We don't know this yet. Oh.
Am I able to climb to the roof from the outside?
Climbing the roof from the outside, you would have to pull the van up to sort of be able to get to that point if you wanted to climb up onto the roof.
Don't worry. I begin dragging the corpse back towards the hole. I'm presuming we have light downstairs.
But David, you do in fact see the hole. It is roughly, I wouldn't say it's human shaped, but it's
like Wile E. Coyote running.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
And yes. I look through it and see him dragging something towards downstairs.
Yep.
Yeah, you sort of catch a glimpse of him as he, like the top of his head as he seems to be pulling something towards the back towards the scuttle.
What is that?
A body.
The hell did it come from? Looking up.
Dr. Piper, I'm lowering a body down to you.
I'll go assist.
Okay. You guys are able to pull down a charred and smoldering body. Strangely, the head seems to be fully intact. And at this point, you all recognize that face.
Well,
oh, wow.
Our lives just became a little easier. What?
Nope. No. This is entirely too convenient.
Are you saying you don't think this is Wilcox?
No, I firmly believe that this is Wilcox.
I step in from outside at this point, and is that Wilcox?
David, it's Wilcox.
I check the burnt corpse for a pulse.
None.
Do you think?
Nope.
Well and truly dead.
Don't say it.
Nope.
Can I detect any sort of magical glamour?
Doc does not.
Someone clearly has to be sending a message to the fact that we can still recognize that face.
Yeah.
Surely I'm not the only one who's reached this conclusion.
I would just prefer it if we didn't say it out loud.
Did say we were worried about Wilcox getting his hands on the conduit.
Yep. You did say that. Mm-hmm.
What if this is the Wilcox from the other Earth?
Huh? Do you really believe that?
No.
Okay. So hypothetically, if it is what we're all thinking, why would we not be face to face with such right now? Why leave us a message?
Again, you hear the beating of wings growing louder.
Maybe it's just a present.
And a roar. As you don't really see it all at first because of the ceiling above you, but you feel the heat as the roof of the building you're in erupts in flame.
Yes, this is exactly what I think it is.
Yeah, you can say it now.
Where are we in relation to the van?
The van is outside, pulled up next to the building, so I could use it as a stepping stone to reach the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad I'm not on anymore.
At this point, Gregory is waking up.
We need to get out of this building.
Now.
What's going on?
We are in a tremendous amount of danger.
I grab Gregory and I sit him atop my mittens.
Just, give me a hand, Doc. Okay.
Just stay on her.
As I get my arms underneath the armpits of Marcus.
Can I teleport Marcus into the van from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to make the check. I believe it's hard, but you can.
Are we still at the strain we were at?
Yep.
Okay.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. It's going to be hard for the range.
It's basically your signature spell. You can do it as your signature.
Yeah. Okay. 4 successes, 3 threats, and a triumph.
Whap, 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 whap.
Oh no! 3 threats on a magic check.
Can the triumph be that we all get in the van?
I was going to say, can the triumph be that Doc goes with him, and then the threats be that the sudden, you know, expenditure of energy cuts him off from...
Well, Doc, I believe, goes with him anyway. Because the spell is him and one...
Yes,
and another target.
Me plus one, yep.
Okay.
Or the triumph could be that David goes with you.
As I'm got my hand holding. Underneath.
Yeah. Okay. So I get 3 of us out of there.
And then I threw Gregory on top of mittens.
No. Doc picks up, you know, he grabs one end of Marcus and starts to cast a spell. And David and Marcus disappear, and Jack does too.
Oh,
what?
But Doc is still standing there.
Ah, Okay.
Jack, Marcus, and David are in the van. And Jack, you are now holding Marcus's shoulders.
I was on legs. Yeah, you got the legs.
What the devil?
Oh, I hope they went where I wanted them to go. Come on, we gotta go. We gotta go. And I'll set Piper out the door and the kid on the mittens.
That was an interesting experience. I think that's the first time I've ever had that.
I place Marcus's legs down and unshoulder my rifle and pop right back out the back of the van.
As he pops out of the van, I command Mittens to leap into the van with Gregory on the back. Hold on tight, kid.
Eyes on the sky.
You all jump into the van.
Is there a dragon circling above the top of the structure?
Yep. At this point, he is high above you.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the other thing that happened. We're rushing to get out. I teleported the three of you into the back of the van. Piper, Mittens, and Gregory jumped into the back of the van. Doc is driving.
Oh.
As I said, as I scramble forward to try and get your Erty in the front seat.
We're going.
All right, I'll hop back in and seal up the doors.
I'm going to say it's going to take you more maneuvers than that to get to the van.
Okay.
So you cast a spell, realize what happened, start moving towards the van.
Okay.
What are the people in the van doing? Because usually Dave would be driving.
They're scrambling towards the front seat. Essentially.
Yep, I hop right out the back.
I have no problems with Doc being the one that ends up driving.
I just thought it worked narratively, but because we said we were all in the van, so I was like, okay, well, this is how it had to have happened then. Well, you were figuring out what was going on. We rushed out, but
I'm perfectly fine with Doc ending up being the one driving.
I also want David driving.
you want that free boost on the destiny on everything that you can get it on?
David gets to the driver's seat before you're there.
Okay.
And you are able to jump in the van. I understand, you know, you wanted to get there, but you were not that close. Right? You guys are loaded in the van. What's happening?
Run.
Head towards the trees.
Trees are made of wood.
Yes, but he can't fly after us. More cover the deeper we go.
More things to fall on top of the van as well. There's a lot of assumptions. We have to get to wherever we can move the fastest and get to more familiar ground.
All right.
Yes. I honestly have no idea. I'm just going to floor it. I'm going to start driving towards the crater.
I was just going to say, how far are we from the crater?
All right. So right now, I want you to give me a driving check. It's going to be hard, and there are going to be 4 setback for the terrain.
I said, and it's still night, and
I'm going to spend a point to upgrade.
2 successes, 4 threat.
Okay. You begin driving
recklessly, as fast as possible.
Let's see here. You're going to add another setback to your next driving check, and the vehicle is going to suffer 2 system strain as you peel out.
And essentially, I was going to say the only route that I was really able to take is just clear, wide open, van visible from easily from the sky, easily trackable.
So go ahead and give me another driving check. This time it's going to be daunting, and I'm going to spend a point to upgrade it again. It's going to be 5 setback dice on this.
Oh.
Smokes.
Okay.
2 failures, 1 threat.
Hervé slams down into the ground in front of the van, causing you to skid and slide, and basically puts the van in a position where you're not going to be able to get out of it. And he roars again. I've dealt with your problem. Now give it to me. And he roars, and flame pours out of his mouth as he bellows into the darkness. And that's where we're going to end for the night. Thanks for listening to the What Comes After podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @whatcomesafter_. And we're on Facebook too. All links can be found on our website, whatcomesafter.net. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and share with your friends. Character art is by Craig Shepard, who can be found on Instagram at @cshepdraw. Theme music is Beyond Part 2 by Alex Nakarada. We utilize RPG sessions for dice rolling and tracking of characters, story points, and initiative. What Comes After is part of the D20 Radio Network and is an actual play podcast using a modified version of the Genesis RPG system by Edge Studio.